The Time Travels of Arabella and Tom, The Aztecs, written by Sue Hubbard, narrated by John Delano Ziegler, Jr.
Do you remember me? I'm Arabella Twigg. Of course, you may never have heard of me, but that's okay. Except that you won't know about my crazy family either. I'd better tell you about them. My mom is Ivy Twigg. Yes, I know. That's unfortunate, isn't it? She spends her time making up recipes. What I mean is, she cooks things that don't really go together. For instance, yesterday she made me beetroot and lemon curd sandwiches for my lunch. Yes, I mean beetroot and lemon curd, all on one sandwich. Yuck! She said she liked the colors, yellow and red together. You can imagine how it tasted. Disgusting. I took one bite and the rest went in the bin. I know the girls at school laugh at the stuff that comes out of my lunchbox, but I don't find it very funny. I'm starving most of the time. In fact, my friend Eloise brings extra sandwiches and she gives me some of hers. She's very kind to me, nicer than the others. I know they laugh about me behind my back. They think I'm odd because I don't wear trendy clothes like they do, and I have to wear two enormous stupid ribbons on the end of my plates. I keep telling Mom that you can buy all sorts of colorful baubles and stuff, but she doesn't listen. I never get asked to their houses either, but I don't mind because I'd have to ask them back, and then they'd meet the rest of my family. If they think I'm odd, they should meet Mom, Dad, Tom, and Gran. Dad is called Stanley Twigg. I'm not sure what he does, but he hides himself away in the garden shed. He calls it his laboratory, and he says he's an inventor, but I've never seen anything he's made. Not that actually works. The washing up machine ended up breaking nearly all the plates and dishes in the house. So I think he abandoned that idea. At the moment, he's building a clockwork scooter out of some old thing he found at the back of the garage. Though why anyone would want a clockwork scooter, I can't imagine. I've got an awful brother called Tom. You might have an awful brother too, but I don't suppose he's as nasty as mine. He's always getting into trouble and blaming things on me. The thing is, Mom thinks he's wonderful and she believes him. He says he wants to be an inventor like Dad, and he's working on his enormous stink bomb idea. He's been experimenting for ages. I can just imagine what trouble he'll get into if he ever makes it. Mom doesn't know half the things he gets up to, especially at school. She thinks he works really hard. If only she knew. I nearly forgot to tell you about my lovely Gran. Now, I know you'll probably think she's crazy. I suppose she is a bit, but I love her and I know she loves me loads. She actually lives in the garage. Well, it's been made into a little house for her. That's where Dad found the bits for the scooter, when he was clearing it to make the house. Mom says she's safer there. I'm not quite sure why. She's not dangerous or anything, but she does get weird ideas sometimes. She likes making clothes, especially hats, but she makes them out of any old bits and pieces she can find, so they do look a bit strange, especially the hats. She keeps changing the color of her hair, too. I never know what she's going to look like, but I enjoy spending time with her. Sometimes I help her to make stuff. I don't tell her, even if I think it looks weird, because I don't want to hurt her feelings. So that's my family. I suppose you could say I'm the ordinary one. I'm quiet and probably rather dull and uninteresting. That is, until these strange things started happening to me, like the time when Tom got chickenpox. He'd never believed me before, but he has to believe me now. It started when we were learning about the Aztecs with Mrs. Osborne, our teacher, at school. My friend Eloise went on holiday to Mexico and sent me a postcard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?